All right, Rabbi, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up the Mishnah, bless you, on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Today's Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're going to pick up on Mishnah again. Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Let's just begin. 1 second. All right. Says the Mishnah, Mazgulo Kos Shlishi. They poured him the third kos. So we're going in the order of our Savior now. So we poured the third kos. Mevarich Amazono. So the third kos is used ultimately for Birkas HaMazon, for benching. Revi'i Gomer Alavas HaHalal. The fourth kos is used to go ahead and recite Halalan. He says, Gomer Alavas HaHalal. Because remember, we already established in the previous Mishnah that you're actually beginning Halal already again in the Magid section. So in the fourth cup, you finish Halal. Va'omer alav birkas hashir. And you also recite birkas hashir on that kos. We'll discuss in the Gemara what that is. Bina kosos halal, between these kosos, imrotza lishtos yishta. Between these kosos, if you want to drink more, you can drink more. Bein shlishi revi'i lo yishta. But between the third and fourth kosos, one should not drink anything additional. Now, what's interesting is, what the Rashbam points out over here is what it means between these cups you may drink. Is that referring? Is that referring ultimately to cups 1 and 2, or is it referring to cups 2 and 3? And here's what's interesting. Certainly between 2 and 3, everyone agrees you could drink. Why? Because that's the Su'udah. The Shail is between 1 and 2. But the common denominator is everybody agrees between 3 and 4. We actually saw this earlier, because the Lashon the Gemara uses earlier is Kinira Mosif ala Kosos. It has the appearance that one is actually going ahead and adding on to the additional number of cups, plus the fact that because the food is already behind you, there's a concern of getting drunk. But we'll see that later on in the Gemara. Amarli Rav Chanan l'Rabba. Rav Chanan said to Rabba, Shema mina, learn from here. Birkas hamazon tu'una kos. So see from here that benching requires a kos. And I will say, how do we see that from here? From the fact that the Mishnah says that l'maisa, you go ahead and, that Lamaisa, you go ahead and recite Birkas HaMazon on the third cup. So we'll say that Rashbam points out that this is a Machlokes and Maseches Brachos as to whether or not benching requires a kos or not. So the fact that the Mishnah said that the third kos is used for Birkas HaMazon is indicative that indeed benching requires a kos. Amalei, Arba Kosi Tiknu Rabbanan Derecheros. So he answers, not necessarily. The rabbis instituted 4 different cups as an expression of freedom. Kol chad v'chad navid b'mitzvah. And the truth is, what we try to do is we try to go ahead and line up each kos with a mitzvah. So it could be that during the rest of the year, you don't require a kos for Birkas HaMazon. But on the night of the Seder, since we already are drinking this four kosos, to whatever degree we could align each of these kosos with an additional mitzvah, we try to do so. Says the Gemara, Revi'i Gomar Lava Sahalav Omar La Birkas Hashir. So the fourth coast, we go ahead and we finish. Halo, we say Birkas Hashir, top of Kuf Yud Ches. My Birkas Hashir. What is this Birkas Hashir? Rabbi Huda says, Yehalalucha Hashem Elokeinu. It refers to the bracha of Yah, or the section of Yehalalucha. This is the last paragraph we say in Halo, Yehalalucha. So apparently, according to the first, Rabbi Huda says, that's Birkas Hashir, over which we go ahead and the bracha for the fourth kos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nishmas Kol Chai. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's the paragraph of Nishmas Kol Chai. Tana Rabbanon, Revi'i Gomer Alav Esahalal. So if a Braisa that says, on the fourth kos, you finish up Halal, Va'omer Halal HaGodol Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. And Rabbi Tarfon says, you also recite Halal HaGodol. We'll discuss what that is in a little bit. V'yishomrim, and others say, no, what do you say on the fourth kos? Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. I recite the paragraph of Hashem is my shepherd. Hashem is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Mehechan halal agadol. So Rabbi Tarfon said over the fourth coast, you go out and you say halal agadol. What is this halal agadol? Rabbi Huda Omer, mehodu ad naros bavel. So Rabbi Huda says it's from Hodu. And I both say Hodu is the capital of Tilim. Hodu Lashem Kitov Kili Olam Chasdo, with the different 36 lines we recited on Shabbos morning as part of davening. So it extends from Hodu until Anaros Bavel. So remember, so Hodu is chapter is 136 and Anaros Bavel is 137. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishirat Malos Ad Naros Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Halal Hagodol is from from Shirat Malos, which again is capital 134 until Naros Bavel 137. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Michi Yaakov Barchor Lo Ko Ad Naros Babel. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov says it's from Yaakov Barchor Lo Ko Yisrael Iskulaso, which is Tehillim 135 until Naros Babel. Okay, so we'll say so different opinions as to what constitutes this thing called Naros, called Halo Hagadol. The Lama Nikra Shmo Halo Hagadol. But why exactly is it called Halal HaGadol, the Great Halal? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'pnei Sha'Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshe Berumo Shel Olam, U'mechalik Mezonos L'chol Beria. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits Berumo Shel Olam in the heights of the world, meaning in the celestial sphere, and he goes ahead and distributes Mezonos to all creations. Now we'll say, what does that mean? Look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Sha'Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshe Berumo Shel Olam, D'chsiv Bei, no sein lechem lechol basar v'hainu davar gadol. So mostly what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that the reason why chapter 136 is called Halal HaGadol is because it makes reference to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu no sein lechem lechol basar kili olam chasdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides every living creature with what it needs in order to survive. And that in and of itself is the greatest praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why ultimately it's called Halal HaGadol. Because again, that's the greatest praise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everything. He gives us and the smallest creature anything they need to survive. I'm going to be Shoh Ben Levi. Hani Esrim V'Shisha Hodu Kenegin Mi. There are 26 lines in this Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov Ki Li Olam Chasdo. Why 26? Because the Gemara says, "Kineged Chaf Vav Doros Shebara Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'Olamo V'Lo Nasan Lahen Torah V'Zarazo B'Chasto." It corresponds to the 26 generations from the time that the world was created until the giving of the Torah. And remember, those 26 generations that Kodesh Baruch Hu sustained through His Chesed. You see, once we accepted the Torah, at least we merited some level of divine sustenance. But before we accepted the Torah, Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just sustained us from His own chesed. I will say we're on Kuf Yud Ches 118. Now we are 12 lines down from the top. So again, 118. What did I just say? 11 lines. 12 lines down from the top. Amar of Chista. May dichsiv Hodu LaHashem Kitov. Hodu LaHashem Kitov. What does it mean when it says Hodu LaHashem Kitov, that literally give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it is good or because He is good. Govel, most beautiful Gemara. Govel, Hodu LaHashem, give thanks to God. Shegovo Chavaso Shel Adam Mitavaso, who literally collects the debts of man through that which is good for man. I will say, what does that refer to? It means that each and every one of us has some level of culpability because we all do things wrong. It's just the way that it works. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Chesed, and I will say, I remember, there's another important, so the Gemara says, Kala Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vachu, which is brachos, Yivachu Me'osef, whoever says God is just forgiving, his insides should spill out. What does that mean? I'll say, when you do something wrong, there's going to be repercussions for it. It's just the way the world works. It's no different. Again, you're a bad parent if you don't give your children consequences. Right? If your children misbehave and there's no consequences for the misbehavior, that you're derelict in your parenting responsibilities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no different. When we do something wrong, there's a divine repercussion for that. Because if there's no repercussion, then ultimately, again, we often don't learn our lessons. But yet, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and kind of metes out that quote-unquote punishment, that repercussion, what he does is he tries to take it in a way that doesn't hurt us as much. So Hodu LaHashem Kitov, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because often He exacts punishment from that which is Tov for us. That which is Tov for us, but ultimately, again, is not the most important thing. So what does that mean? Ashir Bishoro, He'll go ahead and for a rich man, He'll exact punishment from the rich man's ox. Ve'es ani viseyo, and from the poor person, from his sheep. Yasom bebeitzasa, the orphan through his egg. Almana b'tarnegolosa, and the widow through her rooster. So it's like, these are all things that are important to the individuals. But at the end of the day, much better for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to exact some level of punishment from these things than to chas l'shalom do it from the person themselves. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kashem is also
shalom. Physical injury.
Correct. So being better than physical injury. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kashem is also shalom. Kiflaim kioleda. So this is amazing. Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says that parnasa is twice as difficult as childbirth. The Ilu, don't share this. This is not going to win you any points. So the Gemara says the Ilu be Yoledes, because when it comes to childbirth, Ksiv Be'itzev. It says Be'itzev tell the Bonin that ultimately Chava is going to have pain when she goes in and gives birth. Ubimizonos Ksiv Be'itzavon. Suppose that uses the same lashon of pain and difficulty and frustration with childbirth and with parnasa, but by childbirth it's singular. And by parnasa, it's plural. Itzavon means pains, plural. Am Rabbi Yochanan, kashem mizonosa shal adam yosher min ha-geula. Parnasa is more difficult for man than it is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring about redemption. And we'll say, obviously, nothing's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it's saying is the process for redemption is preceded by incredible turbulence. The turbulence that one encounters for parnasa is often more intense than the turbulence for the for redemption. The ilu b'geula ksiv hamalach ha-goalos mikoro, because by geula it says the angel who will redeem me from everything that is bad. Malach ba'alma. So we see again, all it takes is the help of a malach to help me go ahead and overcome the difficulties of redemption. The ilu b'mezonos ksiv ha'elokim haro'eosi. But yet by parnasa, Rabbi say, what does it say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu who shepherds me. You see that whereas a malach could help me through the difficulties pre-redemption, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help me with the difficulties of parnasa. Am Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. B'sha'a sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'adam. Kotz v'dardar tatzmiach l'cho. So we'll say in the aftermath of the sin, of the first sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam that the ground is going to be cursed. And what's going to happen? You're going to plant wheat, and what's going to occur? The kots v'dardar tatzmiach lach, and thistles and thorns are going to sprout up instead. So what happens? A very moving Gemara. Zolgu einav demos. So Adam's eyes filled with tears. Amar lefan ribono shel olam, ani v'chamori ne'echa ba'avusecha. So Adam Arish says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, me and my donkey, we're going to be eating from the same trough. Meaning he was saying that he was crushed by the fact that here he's going to be eating the same thing as his animals. But once HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, through the sweat of your brow you will eat bread, he felt better. Why? Because he was told that he was going to go ahead and have bread to eat. So also what's interesting about this is, so the Rashbam understands it, that Adam felt better because he knew he was going to have bread. But the truth is, it could be a simpler pshat in this, that Adam was also told that through effort, he can get results. You see, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first tells him that kotz v'dardar tatzmach, what it makes it sound like is it's a fatalistic approach. You know, no matter what you do, you're going to have the thorns and the thickets and the thistles, and that's going to be it. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. The difference is, if you work very hard, you will be able to get what you want. So beforehand, you were going to get your lechem without zeas apecha. You'll still get your lechem, but you have to work very hard. At least when Adam heard that through hard work you could attain life results, it's not easy, but at least it's a little bit of Yishuv Hadas. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Ashreinu, im amadnu barishona va'adayin lo paltinan minei. Rav Shimon Lakish is something very interesting. At least there's a little bit of a remnant. Halavai, we should be back in Gan Eden, but even though we're not, there's a little bit of a remnant of Gan Eden times. How so? The ka'achlinan isve de davra. Apparently, Rabbi said there are some grasses that grow in the desert that are fit for consumption. So that's reminiscent of the Garden of Eden era, where essentially man's sustenance was readily available. So Rish Lakish says there's still this remnant, because you could go into the desert and eat these grasses with no effort, and they apparently they sustain. Amar Shizin Mishnei Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria, Kashin Mizonosav Shal Adam Kriyas Yamsuf. It is more difficult, Rabbi say, to make parnasa than it is like Kriyas Yamsuf, or it's harder to make parnasa than it is to split the sea. Say, again, remember, this is all said relative to us. So when we think about the effort expended in splitting the sea, it's enormous. It's even more enormous to make parnasa. The Tziv, no sin lechem l'chol basar, because the Pasuk, I will say, this is from Halal HaGadol, right? From chapter 136. So, because it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives lechem, gives food to all living creatures, v'samech lei, ligozer yamsof ligzarim, who split the sea in parts. So the point is, you see over here, even in the kapitel is all about the wondrous acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what comes first? First comes parnasa, and then only afterwards comes kriyas yamsof. So you see over here that from the perspective of man, even Parnas is more difficult than Kriyas Yamsuf. Amar Elizabeth and Azaria, Kashan and Nikabav Shal Adam Kiwamisa. Well, so switching gears a little bit, so Rosh Ben Azariah says, "Kashin ekarav." This means constipation. So if you look at the Rashbam says, "Kashin ekavav shal adam kishu atzur." When a person literally is stopped up, when a person can't relieve themselves, this is more painful for a person than the day of death, and more painful and more difficult at Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenehemar miyert soa lihipaseach, which literally means that which is closed will be quick to open. Uksiv basrei roga hayomi, split the sea, the yehemu galav, and the waves raged. The amar of sheshes to Shmuel Elizabeth Azaria, kol mevazeh samados kilo ovir avodah zara. Whoever disrespects and disparages the yomim tovim, it's as if he has worshipped idolatry. Shena emar Elohim asecha lo saasel. Torah says, do not make for yourself any kind of graven images. Uksiv basrei, and it says afterwards, eschag hamatzos tishmar. Keep Yom Tov. So the juxtaposition of the prohibition of Avodah Zarah to the Yomim Tovim indicates, says Rav Elazar ben Azaria, that whoever disparages the Yomim Tovim, if you worship Avodah Zarah. V'amar Rav Sheshes, M'shum Rav Elazar ben Azaria, kol ha-mesaper lashon hara, v'kol ha-mekabel lashon hara, v'kol ha-meyut edu sheker b'chavero, ro'i la-hashlicho l'klavim. A very strong statement. So also Rav Sheshes, and then Rav Elazar ben Azaria, whoever speaks lashon hara, whoever listens is mekabel to. Now again, listening is different because sometimes you can't avoid listening. Somebody says something, mekabel means you accept what the individual is saying. Or whoever gives false testimony about his friends should be thrown to the dogs. Should be thrown to the dogs. First, take a look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam writes over here, mekabel lashon hara, shemekablo umaamino al chaveiro. He accepts it and he believes it about his friend. So that's Kabbalah. Kabbalah means you hear it and you believe it. So what does the pasuk say? La kelev tashlichun also. Also, it's actually something totally different. It's talking about trefa. The Torah talks about the idea basa basa the trefa also chelu. That if your animal gets torn up by a wild animal, you can't eat it. Obviously, it's a trefa. It's an avela, but you can give it. You have to throw it to your dog. And what does it say afterwards? Losisa. Torah says afterwards, Losisa Shema Shav. Now, also, the way the Gemara is understanding this right now is that Losisa literally means do not accept any kind of false report. Ukarile, and we read it, Losashi, or Losasi. Don't cause it to be accepted. So that refers to two things. It refers A, to actually speaking Lashon Hara, and it refers B, to what? To actually listening and accepting that lashon hara. So now, the Gemara goes back. Anon my taima arminon hai. So, the Gemara asks a very interesting question. So, we've already established now at the night of the Seder that what? The night of the Seder that we are going to be reciting Halal. So now, but we also, excuse me, that we're going to be reciting Halal Hagadol, chapter 136, which is, you know, this is Lamaisa. We do recite what we call Halal Hagadol, chapter 136, at the Seder. So now that we already know that we're doing that, so why don't you always say this? Why do we go ahead and do a different Halal the rest of the year, right? Why is it on Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tov, why don't we do Halal Hagadol as well? To which the Gemara says, Shum Sheish Vahid Devarim, because regular Halal has five important themes. Number one, Yitzias, the time of the Exodus, Kriyas Yamsu, splitting of the Red Sea, Matan Torah, Sinaitic Revelation, Tchias HaMesim, resurrection of the dead, the Chevlo Shal Mashiach, and ultimately the Messianic redemption. So the Gemara says, where do we see each of these things? Yitzias is trying to sit Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, because ultimately you have a whole paragraph that's devoted to the Exodus. Kriyas Yamsu, splitting of the sea, Tchsiv, Hayom Ra'a Vayon, also both say same paragraph, right? The sea saw and it split. Matan Torah dechsev. Matan Torah. Excuse me. Matan Torah dechsev. Heharim rock du chaylin. So Matan Torah, because it says the. Excuse me. Thank you. The mountains saw, or the mountains danced, like rams. Tchias amesim dechsev, resurrection of the dead, because it says es halech lifnei Hashem. I will walk before God. Chevlo shal Mashiach. Messianic redemption, Dichsiv, Lo Lanu Hashem, Lo Lanu. Not for our sake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for our sake. And I will say, the way the Gemara is understanding that is, that's a plea ultimately for redemption. And we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we don't deserve it, don't do it for our sake, do it for your sake. Either because of the Chilul Hashem that occurs, or because of the fact that everyone knows that Klal Yisrael is, our identity is intertwined with God, and as such, whenever if we are in a lowly state, then ultimately it puts HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a lowly state as well. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu, zo shibun malchus. No, that actually refers to the fact that we are subjugated by other kingdoms. We're just trying to see what does that phrase refer to. Because here's what's clear. What it means is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do something for us, not for our sake, but for your sake. So what is that referring to? So Zum Elchemes Gog Umagog. Another opinion says it refers to the war of Gog Umagog. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Karmel b'nei sheyesh ba milut nefashos shel gehenem, shel tzadikim gehenem. There's another reason why we say regular halal and not halal hagodol, and not halal hagodol by regular Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, and because regular halal also captures the theme of saving of the righteous from gehenem. Where do we see that? Shnei Emar. Ana Hashem Malta Nafshi. Thank you, or please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save my soul. What that refers to is that sometimes the tzaddikim also have to spend a little bit of time in Gehenna for a variety of different reasons. Gehenna, remember, is a cleansing process. But ultimately, the tzaddikim are able to be spared of it because of all of the good that they've done. So, Amar Mipnei Sheish Bo Yiridasan Shal Tzaddikim L'Kiv Shana Eish Val Yasem Yimenu. No, we say regular challah. Why? Because in regular challah is referenced the idea of the tzaddikim descending into a fiery furnace and being brought out. Where do we see that? Tichsev Lalanu Hashem Alana. So, we'll say now we're going to talk about the story of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah are three great Nevi'im that live in the time of Daniel, and they were thrown into the Kiv Shana Eish by Nebuchadnezzar. Because right, they refused to go ahead and serve Nebuchadnezzar as a deity. They were thrown into a fiery furnace, and miraculously, they were saved. So the Gemara suggests over here that with the pasuk Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu, not for our sake, Hashem, not for us. Amar Chananya. Chananya said that Ki l'shimcha tein kavod, for your name give honor. Amar Mishael al chastecha al amitecha, for your chesed and for your truthfulness. Amar Azaria. Lama yomru hagoyim? Why should the nation say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with us? Amru kulan, they all said that. Ali asam mikiv shana ish. They're coming up from the fiery furnace. Tichsiv, hallelu es Hashem kol goyim. All the nations should praise HaGad. Amr chananyo. Shabchuhu kol ha'umim. He should be praised by all of the nations. Amr mishoel. Ki gavar alinu chasdo. Because his chesed has overpowered us. Amr azaryo. The MS Hashem li olam, hallelujah, and the truth of God stands forever. Amru kulon, the Yesh Omrim, so we'll say, which you see over here is this entire paragraph, was said by Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Again, each of them reciting a different phrase. The Yesh Omrim, the MS Hashem li olam, and others say, when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth stands forever, Gavriel Amro, that the Malach Gavriel said. Why does Gavriel here? B'sha'a shepel nimrod arashas Avram avinu l'so kiv shana eish. When Nimrod threw Avram into the fiery furnace. Well, say, right, the Medrash brings this down in last week's parasha, 2 weeks ago. So what happened? Amar Gavril lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Ered ve'etzanin ve'atzil es ha'tzadik mikiv shana ish. So Gavril said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me go down, cool down the fire, and save Avram Avinu from the fiery furnace. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said, no. Ani yachid ba'olami, I am alone in my world. Buhu yachid ba'olamo, and Aram is alone in his world. He's the only one who believes in me. Noel yachid lahatilas hayachid. I said, look how beautiful this is. Therefore, it's only appropriate that the only one should go down and save the only one. I am the only one in my world, so I should go down and save Aram, who is the only one in his world. So we'll say, and because God does not hold back on giving reward to any creation. Now, what does that mean? What that's referring to is the fact is here, the Malach Gavriel wanted to do something good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, for technical reasons, I'm going to do it myself. But when somebody wants to do something good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always enables that person, or in this case, that Malach, to ultimately actualize that good intent as well. So where does Gavriel get his chance? Amar tiskev etatzo shlosha mibnei banav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Gavriel, don't worry, you will have the opportunity to save three of this man's grandchildren in the future. And that's reference to the fact that Gavriel HaMalach saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah from the fiery furnace. Rav Shimon HaShiloni, excuse me, Darash Rav Shimon HaShiloni, when Nebuchadnezzar threw Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah into the fiery furnace, Amad Yorkamo. So Yorkamo, who's Yorkamo? Sar Habarad. He is the angel in charge of hail. So Yorkamo, the angel in charge of hail, came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar l'fanei ribono shel olam, Erad va'atzari nes akivshan va'atzila tzadikim halalu. So Yorkamo says to the guy, listen, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah are in the fiery furnace. Let me go down. I'll go in there, put some hail in there, cool down the fire, and thereby save Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. Amar lo Gavriel. So Gavriel said to Yorkamo, but that won't be the ultimate display of glory for God. Why? Sha'ata sar barad, because you are the angel of hail. That call yodin shahamayim mechabin esaish, and everyone knows that water extinguishes fire. So apparently, we'll say Gabriel's trying to make the argument that, you know, Yorkamo, if you go down, the miracle's not going to be that great. Okay, I would beg to differ with that. But all right, if you go down, that miracle's not going to be that great. Why? Because you're water, you're hail. So right, water comes fine. So Yorkamo comes in. Of course, he's going to put out the fire. He says, rather, Ella ani sar shel esh. Gabriel says, I am the angel who's in charge of fire. Ered ve'akadeach mibifnim. What we're going to do is I'm going to go down and I'm going to go ahead and cool down the fire on the inside, va'akdiach mibachutz, and I will go ahead and stoke it on the outside. So Gabriel said, if I, the Malach of fire, go down and cause it to become cooler inside, which is amazing by itself, and hotter on the outside, because as Rashbam points out, that when Hananiah and Mishael are saved, the flames also leap out on the outside of the fire and consume all of the people that threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in. So Gabriel said, let me do that. And I will do a miracle within a miracle. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, raid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Gabriel, you're right, you go. Ba'osa Sha'a Pasach Gabriel Va'amar, the MS Hashem Liolam. And at that moment, Gabriel said, the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands forever. Because remember again, Abosai, what did God promise Gabriel? God promised Gabriel, you'll get your chance. Gabriel wanted to save Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's the Yochid, I'm the Yochid, I'm going to take care of this one. But I promise you, I'll have the opportunity. And here he gave me the opportunity by Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Rabbi Nassim says, "Ve'emes Hashem liolam," is actually very interesting as well. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either means we'll say, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth stands forever, or that God who is truth ultimately stands forever. So who said it? Dogim Shebayam Amru. It was the fish in the sea who said it. What does that mean? Kid Rav Huna, the Amr Rav Huna, Yisrael ba'osador miktani emuna hayo. Hayu. So we'll say, because Rav Huna says that the Jewish people of that particular generation were small in their faith. That was Miktani Amuna is usually a nice way of saying that they had problems believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukidedarash Rabba Bar Mari, as Rabba Bar Mari said, my dichsir, what is the meaning of the phrase? Vayimaru al yam. He's quoting over here in Tehillim of Vayamru al yam biyam suf. But it's literally, I will say, the way the pasuk actually translates is they complained about the sea by Yam Suf. What does that mean? Melamed Shemir Yisrael ba'osa shav. It teaches us that the Jewish people rebelled in that time. This is talking about Kriyas Yam Suf. But Amr, they said, Kishim sha'anu olim mitzad echod, kach mitzrayim olim mitzad acher. And they said the same way that we are coming up on one side, the Egyptians are coming up on the other side. Meaning, we will say, what they were concerned about is you can't necessarily see from one side of the Yam Suf to the other. So they were claiming that the same way that we came out, the Egyptians came out. So this is what they were saying, is this is not the end of the Egyptians. I will say, it's just interesting, just as an aside, that according to most of the Mefarshim, interestingly enough, we did not actually cross straight across Yam Suf. We actually did, according to many Mefarshim, a U-turn in Yam Suf. We went in one side and then did a U-turn and came back on the same exact shore in which we originally went out. So, but they didn't necessarily even realize what direction they were heading in. But the point is, they were scared. They were scared. And they said the same way that we came out on one side of the Yam Suf, they came out on another side of the Yam Suf. So what happens? Listen to this, come on, we'll say, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lesar Shal Yam. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, to the angel in charge of the sea. I suggest you should understand about this, about what's this talk with all of these angels in charge of different things. So the Medrash brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, doesn't micromanage. And he delegates certain things to angelic hosts. Delegates certain things. What that means, obviously, we don't know, but he delegates. There are only two things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't delegate. Number one is Eretz Yisrael. That everything that happens in Eretz Yisrael, you know, when we live here, so there's a Malach who's in charge of the Mazel of America. Again, he does nothing without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the rainfall, whatever it is, there's a Malach who's helping. Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and controls himself. That's why, again, when people wonder why you feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, it's because there is no one else running the affairs of the land. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give us over to any other angel to take care of us. And that's true the Jew, no matter where he is. That ultimately, I am under the shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But everything else, that's why I see the Saro Shalyam, the angel in charge of fire, the angel in charge of hail. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Sar Shalyam, Palut Osan Liyabasha, spit out the Egyptians onto the shore. So the only way the Jews are going to realize that the Egyptians were dead was how when they see the bodies piling up on the shore. So he says to the sea, spit out the bodies. Amar Lefana Ribono Shel Olam. It's actually interesting. Klum Yesh Evet Shenosin Lo Rabba Matar the Chozer Ven Ultimi Menu. Is there such thing as a master who gives his servant a gift? And yet what? And then demands it back, right? You know, you're Indian giver. He's not saying that to God. It's not a good idea to say that to God. But he's saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, you gave me the quote-unquote gift of eradicating the Egyptian nation. And now what? Or at least the Egyptian army. And now you want me to give you back the gift? Armelo. So God says to the Sar Shalyam, Eting lecha echad umechza shebahen. If you give me back the Egyptians, I'll give you 1.5 times the enemies of the Jewish people in the future. We'll discuss when that is. Amar lefana ribono shel olam, yesh eved shetoveya es rabo, senhaviyam setaka l'shparuchu, l'shparuchu, is there a servant who petitions his master? Also, what that means is, God, I'm not saying you're not good for it, but at the end of the day, you know, what if you forget, so to speak? Am I going to have the chutzpah to approach you? Does a servant ever have a master, ever have the chutzpah to ask his master to go ahead and repay? We'll say, you have to understand something. What do these gemaras mean? Because obviously you don't have to understand this literally. It's just so you understand that with the Mashah and others understand this to mean that the world itself, when the Jew does the Ratzon Hashem, when a Jew does the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world has a desire to serve him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world for us, and we can only properly utilize it when we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we do what he wants. And when we do what he wants, everything wants to advance our cause and advance our agenda. So the Yam feels privileged that it's able to go ahead and take care of the enemies of the Jewish people. To give up that zechus, so to speak, hurts the Yam. But that's the take-home message. When we do what we're supposed to do, the world is here to serve us. So he goes down, and nature, when I say the world, I mean even nature is here. I mean, the world in general is here to serve Klal Yisrael also, when we do what we're supposed to do. No, that's... doesn't have to be politically correct. It's true. Right? The world is here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nature is here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. We're here to serve the world. We're here to serve the world. But the world, in its essence, is here for Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, so what happens? So the sea is concerned, because the sea is worried about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am I going to have the chutzpah to come back and ask you again? So Amar lo Nachal Kishon Yehi Li'arev. So he says, Nachal Kishon. But we'll say Nachal Kishon is one of the tributaries of the Jordan River. You can go, if you ever go up to the Golan, you could go to Nachal Kishon. Actually, again, it's a very small, it's a, I think it's tributary is the right word. It's maybe a branch of the Jordan River. So what happens? So he says, Nachal Kishon will be a guarantor. Miat Palat Osan Liyabasha. So what happens? So when the Yamsu heard this, the Yamsu spit. It spit out all of the Egyptians onto the land. Ubal Yisrael v'ra'us, and the Jewish people saw the dead Egyptians. Shene Emar v'ayar Yisrael Mitzrayim meis al svas hayom. Ultimately, again, Rose, this is the pasuk that precedes Az Yashir. The only time we were able to sing Shira was when we realized that finally, again, the Egyptians were indeed dead. My echad umechza. What does he mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he was going to give the Yamsu back 1.5 times. The ilu beparuksiv. Because Paro, it says, Shesh Me'os Rechav Bachor. It says 600 chariots. The Ilu B'Sisraksiv, Teisha Meos Rechev Barzel. 900 iron chariots. I will say again, Sisra is the story by in Shoftim by Devorah. Devorah was a Shofetess. She was one of the judges. And the general of the army at that time was a man by the name of Barak. And they did war with Sisra. And they defeat Sisra. So Sisra had 900 chariots. So what happened? Asu alayru bidakri de parzala. So what happens? So Sisra and his soldiers came after the Jewish people with iron spears. And what happens? Literally, God dislodged the stars from their normal pathways. Dichsiv min shamayim nilchamu hakochavim. Kevan dinachisu kochavim shamayim alayhu akdiru hani dikari de parzala. So it's like, whatever this means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and brought the stars closer down to the earth. Closer to Sisra and his soldiers. So what happened? The heat of the stars caused their spears. They were holding iron spears. Caused their spears to get very hot. So what happens? Nachisu la'akrure l'mischi nafshayu b'nachal kishon. So what did they do? Now their spears were very hot. Too hot to hold. They themselves got hot. So what did they do? They were going to cool off by the Kishon Brook. By Nachal Kishon. What happens? Amar la'akadosh baruch hu l'nachal kishon. God says to Nachal Kishon, Lech v'hashleim arvonach. Go ahead and claim your guarantee. Miyad garfam Nachal Kishon v'shlicham liyam. We'll say in that moment, Nachal Kishon came along and swept up the 900 chariots and swept them into the Yam Suf. Not the Yam Suf. I take that back.
The Mediterranean.
Yeah, Canary. I guess so. So and brought them into the water. V'shlichon liyam shne'amar nachal kishon garfam nacham kidumim. My nachal kidumim. What does it mean? Nachal kidumim, which literally means the brook or the stream of earlier times. Nachal shena'asa arev mikadem. It refers to the brook that became or the stream that became a guarantor for Milik. Because you must remember, Nachal Kishon was the guarantor that the Yam was going to be given back, and now we understand also 1.5 times. Right? Rav Paro was 600, Sisra was 900 chariots. So indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made good on his word and gave the Yam 1.5 times the original number of enemies of the Jewish people. Ba'osa Shah. In that moment, the fish of the sea began to sing Shira, and they said, "The Emes Hashem Liolam, the truthfulness of God stands forever." Amar Reb Shimon Lakish. So also, Reb Shimon Lakish says the following: "My Dichsiv, what is the meaning of the phrase Moshivi Akeres Habayis?" So also, it's actually very interesting as well that Moshivi Akeres Habayis. We're going to do right now a straight translation of this phrase. So Moshibi Akeres Habayis literally means he establishes or transforms. Akeres Habayis is the foundation of the home. Now, again, because this pasuk metaphorically means many different things, but right now we'll just go with the straight translation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshibi Akeres Habayis, he transforms the foundation of the home. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Amra Knesset Yisrael Apnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Literally, the assembly of God, the assembly of the Jewish people, says before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Amra Knesset Yisrael, Hazekinim V'Chashuvim. So here, who is Knesset Yisrael? This refers to the elders and the important people. Shebahen Amru, Al She'imim Chashuvim Kolkach. So listen to this. So now, this is the elders of the Jewish people are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following. Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Samuni Banecha Kechul Dazu Hadara Be'ikrei Batim. Your children have made me like a weasel who lives on the foundation of the house. We'll say, what does that mean? That sometimes, the elders or the leaders of the Jewish people feel that the followers are taking them for granted, are not paying proper heed to their words. And here all they're trying to do is help direct the traffic, so to speak, the national traffic. So sometimes the elders, the Akeres Habayis, those who are the foundation of the home, ultimately feel that they're being made like the weasel who dwells in the foundation of the home. So this is Knesset Yisrael, the elders and the Chashuvim, saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel so trampled upon that here the constituents don't even value what it is that we have to contribute. And that's why, by the way, the next phrase is what? Aim habanim smecha. So look back at the Rashbam for just a moment. He says in that same Rashbam, Amra Knesset Yisrael, he says, "Kidemashma im habanim sha'im so'ekes al habanim shesamua akeres habayis." Just like a mother who feels unappreciated by her children, so the elders, the leaders of the Jewish people, are saying about the Jewish people. So right, when you're not nice to your mother, when you're not nice to a parent, ultimately a parent feels, "Mamash, I've given you so much, and you don't even have the hakaras atov." So the leaders of the Jewish people say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "We've given so much, and yet again we feel that there's no appreciation or no recognition for what's been given. I feel like a weasel who dwells in the foundation of the home." Darash Rava, Rava Darshan. My dichsir, what's beautiful about these gemaras, by the way, is you have a brand new appreciation for challah, and it's almost like you have to take notes and put these notes in the margin of your sitter. So darash Rava, my dichsir, what is the meaning of the pasuk? Ahavti ki yishma, and Rabbi said, this is gold. What we're about to, this is mamish gold. What does it mean when it says ahavti? Literally, I love ki yishma Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears. Right? What does it mean that I love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the supplications? Listen to this. Amra Knesset Yisrael. The Jewish people says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Emas Ani Ahuva Lefanecho, when am I beloved before you? Bizman Shetishma Kol Tachnunai, when you listen to my supplications. Or in other words, what's the greatest demonstration of love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us? When he listens to us. I don't even ask you. You don't even have to give me what I want. I'd like you to give me what I want. But giving me what I want is not the demonstration of your love. The greatest demonstration of divine love is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens when we speak. And he listens whenever we speak. And he listens no matter how often we speak. Ahavti. You know what makes me feel so beloved? Ki yishma Hashem kol tachnunai. That you listen to my supplications. So beautiful. Dalosi v'li Yehoshia. Literally, I've become downtrodden, and you save me. Amra Knesset Yisrael, listen to how beautiful this is. Jewish people says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Listen to this. Afa pi shedola ani b'mitzvos. Even though I am downtrodden in mitzvos, meaning that I haven't done enough mitzvos. Dal literally means impoverished. Even though I am spiritually impoverished, I have not done enough. Nevertheless, afa pi shedola ani b'mitzvos. L'cho ani, I'm still yours. V'li na'el Hoshia. And because of that, you should save me. How beautiful is that, Rabosai? Dalosi, v'li Yoshe. Even though I'm spiritually impoverished, li, me, I still belong to you. I'm yours. You're stuck with me. No matter how terrible I am, no matter how deficient I may be spiritually, I am yours. And because I am yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it behooves you to save me. Gold. Gold. He goes on. Amar of Kahana. Kishachalar Rabbi Shmuel, another fascinating gemara. Kishachalar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi got sick, Shalach lo Rebbe. Rebbe sent him a letter and said, Amar lanu shnaim ushlosha dvarim sha'amart alanu mishum abicha. Tell us two or three things that your father taught you. Rabbi said, look at the Rashbam for just a moment. So Rashbam says over here, Kishachal Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yossi Shalach lo, Baharbi Makomos B'shas, Matzinu, Shashalach lo Rabbi the Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yossi, Becholyo, Bechina Dvarm Sheheshiv lo Khan, Lo Heshiv lo Pamacheres, B'shem HaChaloyim HaRabbi Chal Rabbi Yishmol, U'b'chol Pam U'pam, Shalach Lo Rebbe V'hu Meishivo. I will say, listen to this. Rabbi Yishmol was sick. And I will say, when the Gemara says somebody's sick, it means that they're deathly sick. The issue was Rabbi Yishmol had already told people that he had received numerous teachings from his father that he had not yet shared. Rebbe is nervous that Rabbi Yishmol is going to die. If Rabbi Yishmol dies, Nebuch, not only does he die, but what? All the teachings go with him as well. So here's where Rabbi Shmuel is going to die. Rabbi sends him a letter. Listen, what did your father teach you? You know, tell us now because we don't know how much longer you're going to be here. I don't think he added in that last part. We don't know how much longer you're going to be here. But the idea, it's understood. You're deathly ill. Tell us the Torah that you have still. Shalach lo kach amar Abba. This is my father said. Nay dichsev hallelu es Hashem kol goyim. What does it mean? Praise God, all of the nations. Umos olamaya vidatar. I'll say, why are we saying this? Right? Let the nations of the world will have to figure out what they have to do. Why is that part of our halal? That the nations of the world should praise God. Hachikamer, we'll say, listen to how beautiful this is. Hachikamer, this is what it means to say. Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim, agvuros v'niflo'os da'avid v'adayu. The nations of the world are obligated to give thanks to God, to give praise to God, for all of the good that He has done for them. But I will say, this is going to blow you away. Kol shekein anu digavar aleinu chasdo. All the more so us, that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed has overwhelmed us. I will say, what does that mean? That if the nations of the world owe thanks to God for the good He's done for them, all the more so how much we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise, because His chesed has literally overtaken us. Gavar aleinu means, not just that He's done good for us, His chesed is literally overwhelming. Overwhelming. Va'od chada, and furthermore, there's another teaching. Asida mitzrayim shetali dar l'mashiach. The Egyptians will ultimately, Egypt will ultimately bring a gift to Mashiach. And I will say, this time in the Messianic era, what's going to happen? Everybody's going to want to get in good with God in the Messianic era. So what's going to happen? So all these different nations that we have a little bit of a difficult past with are going to bring gifts, so to speak, to the Melech Mashiach in an effort to appease Mashiach. So what's going to happen? Kasavra ina makabel. So Rabbi Shmuel relates the name of his father. You might think that Mashiach's not going to accept the gift of Egypt because of everything they did to us. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMashiach, but God will instruct Mashiach, Ki bel mehem. No, accept the gift of the Egyptians. Why? Achsanya asu lebonai b'mitzrayim. Because Rabbi say, at the end of the day, the Egyptians provided us with a place to live. Rabbi say, again, this also ties into the same idea of lo sisay mitzri, that we're not permitted to afflict the Egyptian. Why? Because again, kiger hayisav artzo. It's amazing. Only the Jew has such a profound sense of gratitude that literally when somebody enslaved us, we say, yes, you were horrible to us, but you did give us a place to live. You did, right? In times of regional famine, right, we were able to resettle in times of Yosef. And the truth is, over the years, you gave us a place to live. See, even though you afflicted us, you killed our children, you did all these negative things, we have some level of Akaras Atov to you. And therefore, again, God instructs Mashiach, accept the gift of the Egyptians. So what happens when the nations hear this? Miyad, ye'asayu chashman emini Mitzrayim nasakush. So what happens? So now, when the nations hear, actually, I'm sorry, Nasakush is a new phrase. When the nations hear that the gift of the Egyptians was accepted, so Kush comes along, the nation of Kush, and Kush also wants to bring a gift because they say, hey, Nasakush kavachomer batzma. Kush makes a kavachomer. So the Egyptians actually enslaved the Jewish people, and yet their gift was accepted. Right, sheshtadu and kach ani shalonishtabaditi bahen l'kol shekin. So Kush says, listen, I never really did anything bad to the Jewish people at all. If nothing else, you know, the Medrash brings out that Moshe Rabbeinu spent a good number of years in Kush while he was fleeing from the Egyptians. So Kush says, listen, I've got it made. If the Egyptians' gift could be accepted, which represents reconciliation with messianic reconciliation, so I should be fine. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibel mehem, and indeed, God says to Mashiach, accept the gift of Kush. Miyad Kush taritz yadav le'elokav. Nasa malchus rom yarsh tovah sayyen. So quoting over here, the psukim from Tehillim. Then what happens? Kush taritz yadav le'elokim. Kush will raise up his hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens? Who sees this? Nasa malchus romi harosha ba'atzma. So now we'll say, watch this. So the gifts of the Egyptians, the gifts of Kush have all been accepted. Who sees all this going on? Rome. Now we'll say, Rome is going to have Grace Tzaris during the times of Mashiach, as they say in French. Why? Why? Because Rome is responsible for a lot of bad stuff. Going again from the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, all the way, remember, I will say everything that's happened essentially since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash has all been Rome. Europe is Rome. Europe is Rome, which means pogroms, which means crusades, which means Holocaust, all these different things. The only people who maybe have bigger tzaris than Rome is Yishmael. So Rome is going to be in big trouble in the Messianic era. So what happens? So Rome comes along and says like this. Okay, maybe it's not going to be so bad. Kavachor batzma. Uma halalu she'en acheyen. Kach anu she'anu acheyen. So Rome says something very interesting. The truth is, all right, we made a couple of mistakes over the years, but we're mishpacha. We're mishpacha. Because we'll say, Rome is a descendant of Esav. Now, interestingly enough, Mitzrayim, obviously, at our core, all of humanity is related because we all descend from the three sons of Noah. But at the end of the day, Mamish, Rome is literally our brother. But I will say, our greatest enemies throughout times are our siblings. Because remember, again, Yishmael is Yishmael, half-brother of Yitzchak. Rome is Esav, brother of Yaakov. So Rome says, okay, it's family. Family learns to forgive and forget. Ah, what's 2,000 years of persecution, humiliation, and suffering between Mishpacha? So what happens? So Rome comes along and says, so God says to Gabriel the following, Go'ar chayos kana, rebuke the beast with the staff. So we'll see Rabbi say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not going to be nearly as forgiving of Rome as he was with Mitzrayim. So here the Gemara is actually quoting the pasuk from Tehillim, Gar Chayas Kana, rebuke the beast with the staff. Gar Chaya, rebuke the beast. Ukene Lecha Eda, and acquire for yourself the assembly. So what it seems to be that the instructions that God is giving to Mashiach is, reject any overtures of reconciliation by Rome. Rome has to suffer for its sins. Push aside Rome and bring closer to the Jewish people. Ga'or chayos kana. Ga'or chayos kana. Shedara bein hakonim. Literally rebuke the beast who lives as a reed among the reeds. We'll see what all of this means in just a moment. Dichsiv. Yekar semena chazir miyar. Biziz. Sadayir Ena. We'll say again, another pasuk from Tehillim. The boar of the forest ravages the forest. Viziz Sadayir Ena, and ultimately goes ahead and forages in the forest. Amr Abichia Bar Abba, Amr Abiyochanan, Gaor Bechaya, literally rebuke the beast. Shakom Ma'asar Nechtavim Beklumos Echad, because all of its deeds are written literally with one quill. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, "Nechtavin beklumus echad." I mean, the Rashbam will say it's three lines down in the Rashbam. Kilomar kulan pe'echad lahara liyisrael. When it means all of its deeds are written with one quill, what it means is, if you want to sum up the deeds of the Romans, of the Roman Empire, in all of its different stages, if you want to sum up all of its deeds, you could do it with one quill, which is, they wronged the Jewish people. That is a sum total of the deeds of the Roman Empire. Kulan pe'echad lahara liyisrael. In Bali Yisrael Adin Lefnehem, Kulan Mechuyavin Osam Midichsit, or the Rashbam says what it means is that whenever a Jew would come before a Roman authority, a Roman court for judgment, you were always able to write the sentence in one quill, which was guilty. So go ahead, Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to the Mashiach, push them away. He goes on. Adas Abirim Be'egle Amim. So what does this mean when the Pasuk says again, same thing from Tehillim, Adas Abirim Be'egle Amim. So literally, the assembly of the valiant among the calves of the nations. What does that mean? Sheshachtu avirim ke'agolim she'in hem bailim. They shafted our great ones, just like calves who have no owners. Misrapes biratze kesef, literally, who opens his hand for bribes of money. Sheposhtin yad lekaba mamon. They open their hands to receive money. Ve'ein osin ritzon bailim. And they don't do the will of the bailim, of the owners of that money. This is the first, the fact that, you know, it's one thing to bribe someone, and at least you get something for the bribe. It's another thing that throughout the ages we've bribed, and yet what? Those who we have bribed have just taken the money and not even done anything for us. Pizer amim. So again, quotes the Pasuk from Tehillim. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong. Yeah, Pizer Amim. Pizer Amim. Just find the Pasuk in its totality here. Pizer Amim. Kirbos Yechavetsun. Mi garam lahenli soshis pazla bin almos. What has caused us as a people to be scattered among the nations? So the being was olam. Krivos shayu chafetzin b'ayim, bless you. The closeness that we desire to know. Also, what the Gemara is saying over here is that sometimes our greatest weakness is the fact that we have a desire to endear ourselves to the nations of the world. But sometimes we have to learn the fact that no matter how much we try to endear ourselves to the nations of the world, there will always be an element of rejection. So sometimes we put all of our efforts in trying to be endeared when realizing that ultimately we're going to be rejected. And therefore, we should put greater effort into being self-sufficient, to being able to stand on our own. Va'od shalach lo gimel meos And furthermore, he's sending the following. We'll say, remember, this is all from the statements of Rabbi Shmuel in the name of his father. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi is sick. Rabbi sent him a letter, tell me over some of the teachings of your father. And Rabbi Shmuel is relieving all of these teachings of Rabbi Yossi, his father. He sent him another idea. Gimel meos v'shishim v'chamisha shukim b'krach godol shel Rome. There are 365 marketplaces in the largest city in Rome, in the large city of Rome. And in each of these shukim, in each of these marketplaces, they had 365 towers. Each marketplace had 365 towers. And every tower, every tower had 365 steps. So I will say, obviously, the fact that you see over here, this is hyperbole. It's making a point that Rome was huge. Rome was huge, and the idea of all of these marketplaces represents what? Huge and vast amounts of wealth. Huge. So what the Gemara is trying to figure out is, what's going to happen with all of the wealth of Rome in the Messianic era? And what's going to happen? The Cholmala, and every one of these 365 steps, of the 365 towers, in the 365 marketplaces in Rome, there was enough food on each of these steps to what? To sustain the entire world. So what the Gemara is using hyperbole verse to show, there is an incredible amount of material wealth in the Roman Empire. And what's going to happen with it? Amr Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi, Va'amri Le Rabbi Shar Rabbi Osi, Hanei Leman. Who is going to get all of this wealth? And he responded, Lecha Ulechavercha Ulechavrosecha. It's going to go to you and to your friend and to your friend's friends. What does the Rabbi say? That ultimately in the Messianic era, all of this wealth is going to be used to help support Torah. It's going to help support Talmidei Chachamim who live in such dire straits. In this time, Shnei Emar, because the Pasuk says, again, quoting the Pasuk from Yeshayahu, V'haya Sachra V'esnena Kodesh LaHashem. Literally, the merchandise, Esnena, Rabbi say, literally means the harlot's wage, will ultimately be sanctified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo ye'atzer v'lo ye'chasin kil yoshim lifnei Hashem yihyeh. It will not be stored, it will not be hoarded or not be put away, but rather it will be given to those who sit before God. My lo ye'atzer, what does it mean that it won't be ye'atzer? Tani Rav Yosef, lo ye'atzer zebe'is ha'otzer. It means that the wealth will no longer be stored in the granary. V'lo ye'chasan zebe'is geniza. The wealth will no longer be put in the treasury. My kiliyoshim lifnei Hashem. What does it mean? But it will be given to those who sit before God. Am Reb Elozer, top of Kuf Yotes, Zehamakir Mokom Chavei Rabbi Yeshiva. We'll say, you know who's going to go ahead and be given the wealth? He who recognizes his friend's spot in the yeshiva. We'll say, what's the greatest testament to if you know, if you spend a lot of time in the Beis Medrash, if you know where everybody sits in the Beis Medrash, that's a good indication. Well, I guess it could be an indication that's doing a lot of daydreaming. But the way the Gemara understands to mean is it means you're spending a lot of time in the Beis Medrash. When you know where everybody's seat is, it means that this is your place. This is where you spend your time. So to those who recognize the place where the other sits, and that's what it means, Lifnei Hashem, to the one who knows where everybody sits before God, to him, he's going to share in this wealth in the Messianic era. Others say, It refers ultimately to he who greets his friend Yeshiva. Most of it, meaning that what? That I'm the person who gets there earliest. I'm there to greet everybody else. Such a person who displays such incredible diligence in his learning, in the Messianic era, he will have, after a life of privation and difficulty, he will have the chance to share in this wealth of Rome. All right, we'll say, we're in the middle of a pasuk, but we'll stop over here. Yes, tomorrow we're going to go back to Das Atzmacha, Mirtz Hashem, and so 5:45 Das Atzmacha, 6:45.